Well, your dadgum government, you sorry so-and-sos. You got your damn hands in every pocket of my clothes. Well, you
well, it shouldn't be too hard to find people singing that song today, as the gridlock that has defined Congress for the past few years seems to be continuing this morning. And because of it, as we've been telling you all morning long, large parts of the federal government are shutting down. Joining us to talk about that this morning is Maryland Senator Ben Cardin. Good morning, Senator.
Bill, it's good to be with you. Thank you.
With all due respect, if the number one job of Congress is to protect the country and keep the institution of government operating, why should your constituents not consider this a colossal failure on the part of every person they've elected and sent to Washington?
Well, this is a very sad day. It's going to hurt families who aren't going to get their paychecks or have the threat of not getting their paychecks on time. It's going to hurt our economy, particularly in Maryland. It's going to hurt and inconvenience a lot of people who expect the government services to be there for them, and it's going to waste a lot of taxpayer dollars. I couldn't argue with your conclusion, but let me say that it is clear that there is a small group, but an effective group of extremists in the House, Republicans, who are running the show there and are not allowing us to move forward with what we call regular order. When you don't get a budget done by October 1, you pass a continuing resolution. You don't try to use it as a way of hostage-taking to advance an extreme agenda. So we're going to work every day, and I can assure you that my first priority is to get government back operating, but we're not going to give in to these type of tactics.
If they keep their heels dug in, how long could this last?
Well, it's difficult to tell. I think, though, the point that you raised, the public disgust, the recognition that why we're in this situation, I think it will cause us to take action sooner rather than later. It is clear that the House of Representatives has a continuing resolution that came over from the Senate, which is in keeping with the normal procedures, and we expect that the pressure will grow to pass that continuing resolution.
Is there room for negotiation here, or would the very act of negotiating on health care reform open the door to something the White House thought was over and done?
It's not just the continuation of government. We have to pay our bills. That crisis that we would self-inflict will happen in the next week or two. We've got to move forward and move on. There's a place to talk about health care. It's called the normal legislative process. We did that a few years ago. We passed a bill. The Supreme Court upheld it. There's a way of modifying it. And a lot of us want to sit down and negotiate changes in health care, changes in the budget, changes in a lot of policy. But you don't do it with a gun at your head.
What's your message this morning to the federal workers who are kind of caught in the middle of all this?
I said it on the floor yesterday, and I'll say it again. You are an innocent victim here. This is unfair. It is absolutely going to cause a great deal of inconvenience, and it should not happen. And I can tell you that I will continue to speak out on behalf of our federal workforce. And when this is over, I'm going to try to make sure that our federal workforce is held harmless, they get the pay, and that we treat them fairly.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, thank you so much, Senator, for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.